judges in the war crimes trial of former Liberian President Charles Taylor allowed into evidence today video of victims telling of being sexually assaulted or dismembered by rebels who plundered West African diamond fields. The first witness in the trial was a diamond expert who said Sierra Leone rebels backed by Taylor used slave labor to dig up diamonds worth between millions of dollars a year and terrorized the population to assert their control of the fields. Rory Anderson is a policy director for World Vision. She says proceeds of diamonds were used to buy arms and ammunition for rebels who perpetrated human rights abuses, including the use of child soldiers.
Blood diamonds were used to basically facilitate war. Probably two characteristics of the conflict in Sierra Leone that really gripped the world's attention was that blood diamonds were used. Were part and parcel of a tactic of dismemberment and mutilation and torture. A second component was child soldiering, was very much a large part of the conflict in Sierra Leone. Thousands of children were forcibly abducted from their homes, given drugs, doped up, indoctrinated, and forced to kill other civilians and torture and mutilate children as young as 8 and were forced to carry out these kinds of atrocities. All in the name of continuing to both mine and traffic in blood diamonds. Bringing Charles Taylor to justice sends an important signal that the trafficking of conflict diamonds and of other natural resources, as well as committing human rights abuses in order to maintain power, is unacceptable and that there will be consequences. The second part of that, in particular that citizens can take, is that their concern for human rights abuses and how that is linked to their purchasing power actually can have political impact.